Perek Bet Mishnah Yud. A gala shel katan tmei midras. An agala of a katan, a wagon of a child. This is either some sort of a children's toy, or according to Tosvot, a walker of a child. Tmei midras is susceptible to the tuma of midras sitting. A zava or zava or nida can give over tuma through midras, which is considered an av tuma. The nitelet but Shabbos, and it can be carried on Shabbos because it's considered a kli. Ina negrerelet al gabe kelim, but it may not be dragged across an earthen floor except over some sort of a cloth. Now the question here, this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a davar she'ina mitkavein is aser, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon that says the davar she'ina mitkavein is mutar. So according to that opinion, even if one doesn't intend to create some sort of a furrow on the earthen floor using the wagon, still one isn't allowed to drag it over, except over a cloth, which the cloth, a cloth or rug or something like that, if that's between the ground and the wagon, so there's no worry that it'll create any kind of a furrow or a dig in and kind of a hole, which would be usher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol kelim ein negrarim, chutz mina agalav, neshu koveshet. So he said that other kelim cannot be dragged, but he does say that Rabbi Yehuda says that an agala can actually be used on this kind of a floor, because the wagon doesn't sort of dig, it just sort of presses on top of the ground, and it's unlikely that it'll create any kind of a hole. But the Chachamim are choshish for that unlikelihood, and says that it's aser as well, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're moving on to Perek Gimel, the third chapter, Mishnah Aleph. Ein tzadin dagen min habibarim biyom tov. We talked about different types of malachot that were used with regard to food preparation that are mutter. However, there are certain malachot which aren't mutter, even though they might be along the line of food preparation. So, for example, cooking on Yom Tov, which is directly involved in food preparation, is mutter, but trapping, or reaping, being kotzer grain, isn't considered close enough to the food time, or perhaps one can say that those are malachot that one can do from before Yom Tov without any without sort of ruining or any kind of impact on the food that one's making. So therefore, they're not considered malachot that are mutter under the principle of malachat ochel nefesh. So since one can't trap, therefore one isn't allowed to trap fish in a pond, which one uses to grow fish. One can't trap them on Yom Tov. They know them the name of Zonot, and one also can't put food in front of them. You're not allowed to feed animals on Yom Tov except animals that belong to you that are that rely on you for their food. And these fish are considered they can live without being fed, or they could find food in other places of the pond that don't require you to be able to feed them, and therefore you can't feed them on Yom Tov. Aval tzadin chayav of min bibarim, but you can go ahead and catch chayot, animals and of birds min bibarim from within enclosures, because they're considered already trapped from beforehand. And since it doesn't take additional effort to trap them once they're ready in an enclosure, therefore one can take them out. They're considered already trapped from before Yom Tov. Benotin lefnei mezonot, and one can put food in front of them because they rely. Since once they're already in these enclosures, they rely on you in order to feed them. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, lo kol habibarim shavim. Not all enclosures are considered the same. Zeachlal, this is the rule. Kol hamechusar tzeda aser, anything that's considered requiring trapping, meaning that even within the enclosure, one has to engage in special activity in order to get the animal to collect the animal. And therefore, that's an additional activity of trapping. That would be aser. She'ena mechusar tzedar, but if it's considered already trapped, and it doesn't require an additional trapping, mutter, then it's considered permissible to do so on the Yom Tov.